Welcome back to your favorite program. It is an honor and a privilege for you to be here with us. We thank you for allowing us to take up a little bit of your busy time. What? You don't think? Hey, it is. It's an honor for us to be allowed into the homes and lives and hearts and minds. You know, for them to allow us to be part of their lives. Anyway, I think it's time for us to do our civic duty and answer some mail that has come in. Tom, run down and grab the listener email bag.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
Cancel your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
All right, let's get down to business, shall we? The very first letter comes to us from Mary. Mary is 24 years old, and she says, gentlemen, I go to a great yoga place that's about 5 minutes from my home. Usually take classes taught by a really attractive male instructor. I don't go because of him. The classes are awesome, and the times are very convenient. But apparently he has taken notice of me.
Oh, yes. I'm always picked to make the tree. Oh, my.
Because the other day, he asked me to go out on a date. He's good-looking and in great shape, but the idea makes me nervous. What if things go badly and I can't go to that yoga place anymore? Should I date him, or is it a bad idea?
At least she sees how it will end up.
Yeah, she's looking forward, and that's pretty smart. You know, Mary, what the heck? Give it a shot. You know, he may turn out to be a great guy.
I don't like the yoga instructor in this situation.
No? Why not? What's wrong with what?
So you're saying a bartender couldn't ask a customer out or no?
Here's the thing. Think about it this way. This guy has probably seen a lot of very attractive women in his class.
And of all the people, he's picking her.
Yeah.
All right. Then the woman has to have a lot of self-confidence and very little jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be showing other women how to make the tree and other yoga positions
and what have you. Okay.
Hands are going to be in strategic places and all kinds of instructions going to be given.
Maybe. But now, see, I don't think it's a bad idea. Now, if the roles were reversed and it was a guy thinking about asking the female yoga instructor out, it's like, dude, there's no way. That's just, you don't have a snowball's chance.
You guys seem to, you wouldn't be able to handle being married to an actress, would you? Who did love scenes on a regular basis in movies and TV shows.
Actually, I wouldn't, no.
No.
Today, I'm co-starring with George Clooney. That would drive me crazy.
It's interesting you mention that because, you know, I don't want to harp on it, but that play that I did a long time ago. One of the things I asked the producer is, you know, Oscar Madison gets kind of friendly with the Pigeon Sisters. You know,
Oscar beds the two women, and all the other people are admiring of that, right?
And I said, is there any, you know, is there anything going on? Is there any kissing or anything like that? And she says, no. I said, okay, then I can do it. If there had been, I probably wouldn't have done the role.
It's acting.
No, I probably wouldn't have done the role. It would have made my wife very uncomfortable.
Because you were uncomfortable or because your wife would have a problem?
Both. A little bit of both. It would have been very strange to kiss another woman on stage in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would have made my wife very uncomfortable. And it definitely would have made my daughter. It's like, what are you doing? You know, even at the time she was much younger. But I wouldn't have done it. I don't think I would have done it. Acting's not my gig, obviously. You know?
I think I would struggle, too, in a dating situation where the person I'm dating was teaching me something to begin with. An instructor or a teacher or what have you.
Well, I think a guy dating a yoga instructor, if things go to that point, it's like, dude, you are never going to impress her, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on to the next letter.
Things always end badly. That's why they end.
Troy is 50 years old and writes to us.
By the way, we had no advice for Mary. It was do the Do whatever the heck you want.
Mary, I think I said it was okay. You know, that's par for the course. Mary, go ahead. Go out with him. See what happens. Troy, 50 years old, writes to us. He says, my 12-year-old son loves to cook. He watches all the cooking shows like Master Chef, Good Eats, Hell's Kitchen, and he wants to be a chef when he's older. Good, hey, good profession. My wife and I work long hours, and we're tired when we get home, so we let our son cook all of our family meals for us, and he's excellent at it.
So what's the problem here?
He says, a friend of mine who's also a parent thinks it's lazy for us to let him do everything. I think it's good support for his hobby and his goals.
Invite them over for dinner and let them see how your son rocks the kitchen.
You know, exactly. I mean, if the kid is 12 years old and he is being, you know what I mean, he's not cutting off a finger.
As long as he wants to do it and you're not standing over him with a whip.
Yeah. It's like, boy.
Yeah. Where's dinner?
And it better not be mac and cheese again. I don't see anything wrong with that at all. I mean, that's giving the guy, the kid, an opportunity. If he's enjoying it, what great support for his interest.
Yeah, and I thought the letter was going to go a different way. Like, they think, well, this is a girl thing to do. And you know what? All of those gender roles are outdated.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the guy who says he wants to be a teacher. Oh, those are girl work. I want to be a nurse. That's girl. No, forget that.
You know what's really interesting is, you know, for anybody to think that cooking, being a chef in a major restaurant, is a girl thing, it's dominated by men.
Right.
Most high-end chefs are men. But there are a few that are the women are moving into that, that genre.
And cooking is cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely
look at all the cooking shows on TV. This has been, if you had an inner cook, more and more people are coming out and saying, hey, I really like to cook.
All right, last letter we're going to do for time. Eileen writes to us. She says, the other day I took my 6-year-old daughter to a family friend's house, and she saw a picture of their dog, their former dog, which had passed away, and asked where it was. My friend pointed to the mantle and said, Allie's up there in that box. She's nothing but ashes now. My daughter, keep in mind, 6-year-old, was horrified. I had not explained death to her, but pretty much was forced to after that. What happened that made you explain death to your kids? Well, that's the end of the, you know, what was it wrong for my friend to put it that way? That's a difficult situation, man. Death is one of those hard subjects to teach a kid.
Allie, do you know where hot dogs come from?
Oh, God. hey, we're going to go and we're going to have chicken nuggets. And I want to explain to you what we do is we take the chicken, we rip off its feathers, and we grind it into this paste.
Is that where you would start?
And then deep fry it.
The death of the animals that we eat?
No, but, you know, where did we...
Probably,
I don't even remember.
Usually it's when a family member gets sick or passes on, right?
I think there was somebody that was getting ready to have surgery, and it was kind of a serious issue, and our daughter was like, well, you know, are they going to die or something like that? And it's like, no, probably not. But, yeah, and then the questions started coming. What are chicken nuggets made of? Mm. Well, they're made from chicken. Oh, okay. What are fish sticks made of? Well, they're made from fish. And then the question, it was beautiful. What are hot dogs made out of? And I laughed. I said, honey, nobody knows.
Why don't we go and rent The Lion King for this young child? Young Simba, we become the grass.
There's a lot of death in The Lion King, man.
It is. All right, WSAU, there endeth our wisdom on anything.
We here at Hooters would like to congratulate Miss Sierra Sweatman on successfully losing 128 pounds and becoming a waitress at one of our restaurants. She said she was determined to lose the weight after a drunken stranger insulted her while she was wearing one of our t-shirts, and her goal was to become a Hooters girl. Well, that dream came true. She is a true inspiration and living proof that if you're a chunky girl who gets harassed by just the right alcoholic, you need to let that low self-esteem work for you. First, it's Hooters, and before you know it, you'll have a very, very successful career in the porn industry. Way to go, young lady.
News, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.